You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross here with Kate Lochte. And on the phone, we have Benton Main Street board member Elena Blevins. Elena, thanks for being on Sounds Good today.
Thank you for having me.
And Elena, again, my apologies. And how great that, in fact, this wasn't scheduled for tomorrow night. After all, this Dickens Christmas in Benton is December 14th, and the sun will be shining, and at dusk this will start, right?
Yes, that is our hope. We kind of lucked out with the date, I do believe. So hopefully all this bad weather will be long gone by next Saturday.
Ooh, we can hope. Pig roast. Every time I read about the Benton Christmas festival and parade, I just think pig roast.
Uh-huh.
give me the scenario. You know, how big a pig? Who does the roasting? Who gets to eat it? How do you eat it? A pig roast to me just seems like you go up and take a piece.
Yeah.
I know that can't be true.
Kind of. Normally there's a line, so you kind of have to wait your turn, but no, Magic Valley Barbecue and Catering, they volunteer to roast a pig for us every year. I got notes that the hog is about 120 pounds.
Wow.
So, and then we also serve about 5 to 8 Boston butts along with that to serve. Last year it was a couple thousand people. So we have about 200 pounds of meat, so you kind of hop in line and wait your turn for, it's just a little sliver, but it's definitely enough to get a nice taste of the pig. So, and it's absolutely free. That's the best thing about Dickens is it's all free.
Wow. Benton Main Street also hosts for the Dickens Christmas Festival a sweet shop, a bakery, and ye olde pub.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about those things.
We have several vendors that kind of volunteer their time that evening. Peel and Holland is actually the host site for our sweet shop. There are about 5 or so groups that actually do the baked goods and the cider and all that sort of stuff, but Peel and Holland definitely opens up their doors along the alley and lets people come in and get some nice sweet treats. And then U.S. Bank usually do our Yay Old Pub, and they serve hot cocoa and apple cider and then it kind of continues going on. We have several civic organizations and groups that do the bread. We have potato soup, and it's just a great time to kind of walk through and get a little taste and some hot cocoa to warm up. We've got s'mores, and a lot of food.
Mm. Oh, and then there's the live nativity scene.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it. Who's in it?
Well, it's actually on 12th Street. And they, pretty sure they kind of set it up in their parking lot. They do have the live animals, that are there, and they kind of just keep stationary, and you can walk through, kind of see the live nativity kind of at your own leisure. We also are in the process of adding a petting zoo this year, so, the kids will be able to kind of see some other animals in another part of downtown right there. So there'll be quite a bit of livestock this year at Dickens as well.
What fun. And games for the kids.
Well, we're in the process of, we're kind of starting, this is a new kind of development, but we're calling it Kids Town area. And there'll be a lot of Christmas characters. Santa, of course, will make an appearance. You can take photos with him. We'll have ornament decorating. We have a train. You can do train rides as well as carriage rides. Puckett's Jewelry, he provides carriage rides for people. So it's kind of, it's the whole downtown area encompasses this project, and you just kind of make your way through it to all the different things. And there are a lot of activities for the kids as far as just kind of visiting with Christmas characters, listening to a story. We've got The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. We've got kind of a acting out of that, so we're excited about that.
We're talking with Elena Blevins, who is a board member of the Benton Main Street organization, hosting this wonderful Christmas festival and parade December 14th.
Thank you.
A lighted Christmas parade. That must be beautiful. Where does it start and where does it end?
Well, the theme for this year's lighted Christmas parade is the light before Christmas, kind of a pun off was the night before Christmas. So it'll start, we'll actually have a lineup kind of further down on North Main Street. But the parade will actually start at the intersection of 5th and Main and work its way up Main Street down to the downtown area and kind of do a U-turn and loop back down the other side. It'll start at dusk. We're assuming that'll be about 5:15 or so, but in that time range. And we encourage everyone to kind of line the streets. We're hoping we had 30-plus boat floats last year. We're hoping to have even more this year. I think the last, I know it was, we already had commitments of 30, of the 30 who participated last year, and then we were definitely getting some more floats and some new calls and that sort of thing. So it's going to be a huge, huge parade. We're excited about it.
Well, you know, Marshall County is sort of Christmas nuts, and mm-hmm. Not the least of the nuttiness, which is wonderful, is what we see going up and down the highway, and that's the light display at Mike Miller Park.
Yeah.
Describe that for us.
Well, you can see it right off the interstate, like you said, which is very appealing, and we kind of love that about our area. The 23rd of November, we actually had an ugly sweater Christmas walk in the park, and we invited everyone to wear the sweaters and to walk the park and see the lights. We had stations with hot chocolate and that sort of thing. But it's just a great free, they raise money, so you just kind of take a canned good or make a donation, and then you're more than welcome to drive through the park, you know, as I think, I'm not positive how late, but I think it's about 10 o'clock.
Let me ask you this. Does the Mike Miller Park light display equal the Patty's light display in terms of numbers?
Oh, I don't think I can compare those two. I'm a little biased living in Marshall County. I love Mike Miller. They've done so much. They've added on consistently throughout the years. And so it's a huge event. But, you know, Patty's is really pretty, too. So, but me and my Marshall County roots, I'd have to say Mike Miller.
Didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Let's wrap up the Dickens Christmas Festival and Parade, December 14th, starting at dusk. Is everything free?
Everything's free. We actually have a variety of events. Things are actually going to kick off about 2 or 3 o'clock, and we'll have a Power Wheels Derby, car show. We're going to ask kids to light up their Power Wheels cars and head to downtown to show them off. That'll be at 4 o'clock.
Cool.
At 4:30 is our parade lineup. It'll be in a parking lot, kind of like I said, on North Main Street. And then, of course, at 4:45, our high school choir will perform to kind of kick off the parade. We'll start, like I said, between 5 and 5:15, kind of as soon as that sun gets down. And then Dickens Alley will open immediately after that, approximately about 6:30. So it's a full day's worth of events, so we're asking people to make sure they bundle up, you know, because there is no telling what the weather's going to do. But I mean, we've got stuff for your family to do the whole afternoon on Saturday into the evening. We're super excited about it. We're hoping to have as big of a turnout as we had last year. It was a huge success last year, and we're only hoping to double that. So,
well, congratulations again on the weather choice.
And
thank you. We'll hold our, you know, cross our fingers for you, and thank you for speaking with us today, Elena.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me. I truly appreciate it.
Elena Blevins, once again, board member of Benton Main Street. Mark your calendar, December 14th.